Efforts to bring attention to underrepresented, invisible, women has led Carol Schlosser to the national spotlight. The Sikkimus artist's portrait, Vivian Lindo, a fierce female artist, was selected to show in the upcoming Salt Spring Island National Art Prize, SSNAP, biennial competition and exhibition of Canadian visual art. From around 2,000 submissions, Schlosser's was one of 53 pieces chosen by judges for the exhibition, which runs September 27 to October 19. As a SSNAP finalist, Schlosser is in the running for numerous prizes totaling $52,000. The prize winners will be announced on October 18 at a special event on the island. This is the first visual arts competition entered by Schlosser, a former teacher and musician who, while kind of new to the art world, has been making a name for herself, having had exhibitions of her work in Armstrong and Seashelt, with another planned for Revelstoke in January. "I'm still kind of in that emerging artist phase," said Schlosser. "It's kind of new for me to do it, but I've been really lucky in the last little while. The things that I like to talk about, I guess other people like to talk about too." One of the things Schlosser likes to talk about, and has made a focus of some of her work, is women, talented yet underappreciated and underrepresented women, such as Vivian Lindo. "I stumbled on talking about older women, the women that I was surrounded by, talking about how their feelings of invisibility had started, so I started doing artwork surrounding that," said Schlosser, whose painting of Lindo was created for In Dialogue with the collection Fierce Female Artists, a recent exhibition at the Salmon Arm Art Gallery. Schlosser's response to the challenge was a portrait of Lindo wrapped in a cloak inspired by the 20 works of Lindo's in the gallery's collection. "I wanted to actually respond to her as a person because of the underrepresentation issue," said Schlosser. "What's the best way to do that? You create a portrait. A portrait is about power, about recognition and longevity. I decided I wanted to use a Queen Elizabeth Armada portrait, stare, and I wanted to use a Braveheart cloak that included all of the artwork she had done." Schlosser credited former Salmon Arm Art Gallery, Salmon Arm Arts Center curator Tracy Kutchker for her ability to identify things that are really community connected for the exhibition, and how she supports artists to make things like that happen, for all of us to make those connections. Kutchker, however, said the Lindo portrait was 100% Carol, who was so excited by Vivian's life and her work. "I'm so very proud of Carol because she really did take this story and give it some rocket booster power in her incredible painting, and it's so impactful," said Kutchker. It made the show. Fierce Female Artists wasn't the first local exhibition to feature the work of Lindo, who, in 1977, held her own exhibition of her silk screens in Salmon Arm. According to Calgary's Glenbow Museum, which also has a collection of Lindo's work, the late artist settled twice in Salmon Arm, the first time with her artist husband Luke Lindo in 1945, and again in 1966, following the end of Valinda's marriage. Around 1966, Vivian Lindo built a home in Salmon Arm, on a hill that overlooked Shuswap Lake, and she lived there until the mid-1990s, reads the Glenbow's 2023 artist feature on Lindo. Soon after moving to Salmon Arm, she began work on an important series of prints, experimenting with silk screening. The Glenbow feature was written after Kutchker and the Salmon Arm Arts Center organized the 2022 exhibition, In Dialogue with Vivian Lindo. Prior to this, Kutchker said little was known about Lindo, who passed away in 2006. "Apart from a blurb on the Glenbow website, we knew almost nothing about her," said Kutchker, noting her first Lindo exhibition was made possible after the gallery received a donation of 11 of Lindo's works, bringing the gallery's collection up to 20. "It made it possible for us to really focus in on her work. It also promoted this idea where artists would actually do some research. It helped us dig out more of the story of Vivian's time here in Salmon Arm, because artists are curious people and they want to know the background of who it is they're responding to." The exhibition also brought out people who knew Lindo and were able to help fill in more of her story, including about her time in Luke's shadow during his rise to fame as painter and sculptor. "It was the era, the men had the name and the women just did the work. And she was a big part of his art practice, but that was not recognized at the time," said Kutchker. I think we're helping to bring to light the story of a pretty incredible artist that was otherwise not very well known. For Schlosser, painting is a way to talk about things, to ask people about things that I want to talk about, and she is grateful her work has been given a national stage on which to be seen and heard.